This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, July 6. Well, we had a long stretch of a holiday weekend, and it's surprising that the Board of Trade, or the CME, I should say, would elect to open the markets on Tuesday morning rather than Monday night. But here it is. We've got a long stretch of the markets not trading right during the heart of the growing season for corn and beans. And there's lots of weather to talk about. We've had a stretch of pretty hot weather across the north central Midwest through the weekend. Very little rain. We did see some rains come across south central North Dakota, so that will obviously help that crop. It's still enough time to offer it some help. But we didn't see much across Minnesota, Iowa, there, except for some pop-up thunderstorms, but it wasn't a real widespread event. We don't see much coming in the next day or two for the critical areas of Iowa and Minnesota. But as we get into later this week, then it becomes almost every day there's a forecast for rain. It's going to be hot there again another day or two, and then it cools off significantly. A good 15 degrees it cools off. And then it bumps back up into the mid to high 80s for the next week or so. So that's not a real bullish development. We probably will open lower just on the forecast for rain and cooler temperatures right as you're getting into the pollination period. So that's going to, I think, really tone things down. As far as spring wheat, it's very hot. You know, it's pushing into the hundreds across the northern plains. It's just cooking the crop. Even with the rain, 100 degrees is just too much for the crop. So it wasn't in great shape coming into the weekend, and it's not going to be much improved coming out of the weekend. We will get the crop condition ratings out this afternoon. That's going to be huge. That's it, this one and next week, of course, and of course as we move forward. But again, with rains in the forecast, at least for the GFS model, that is going to, I think, keep things at bay. Now, we had a very bullish crop report, a plantings report. That will continue to support the market. You just didn't get the acres that we thought we were going to get. And the stress to the crop in Iowa and Minnesota and the Dakotas is a pretty big chunk of the total U.S. production. That's a good 20%. So that's going to be huge. You know, we're going to need at least trend line yield, if not better, to keep corn ending stocks at least above a billion bushels. If you start dipping below that, that's just a long-term bullish outlook. We already have a bull market from a demand-driven standpoint. It was really just about what is weather going to do and what kind of acres are you going to get. So now we know the acres. Now it's just a matter of weather. And we're headed into the pollination period here starting in a couple weeks. And that's going to be huge. And so, you know, we got the heat dome over the northern plains and then the central plains. The question is it going to shift just slightly to the east? And then that, I think that's, then it's all bets are off. But so far, we just don't see much evidence that that's going to happen. So for the week last week, the market shot higher on the bullish plantings report, but pulled back quite a bit. Even that day, it didn't close well. And then the rest of the week was spent just kind of tapering back, but we still were higher for the week across the board. Kansas City wheat was up 10, but 50 off its high. Minneapolis was up 30, 12 off its high. Chicago was up 12 on the week, 42 off of its high. So wheat had a pretty disappointing performance coming off of a big reaction to the crop report. Corn was 62 higher, still 34 off its high. And soybeans were up 34 on the week, down 26 off of its high. Now we saw Egypt come in over the weekend. They bought 240,000 tons of wheat. They took 180,000 from Romania, 60,000 from Russia. Romania was 270 CIF. Russia was $268 a ton CIF. That's steady to about a dollar lower than what they paid here a couple weeks ago. World cash prices, we've got U.S. soft red at the Gulf at $276 a ton. That's up 6 on the week. Hard red at 294, up 20 on the week. Russia is offering at 246. That's down 6 on the week. France at 249 is unchanged. For corn, world corn prices, Brazil is offering 238. That's up 5 on the week. U.S. at the Gulf at 272 is up 17. For soybeans, Brazil is offering $561 a ton. That's up 35 on the week. U.S. is offering 538. That's up 37. So soybeans holding their gains pretty well, better than I think corn is, and I think is a big part. The plantings report was basically unchanged from March. We didn't get any bit of a push for soybeans. We got a bump up for corn, but soybeans didn't get much at all. So basically where we're at, I think it's obvious, it's just about weather. We don't see anything really threatening here right in front of us. We had some stress over the weekend that's probably going to cut into the crop condition ratings, which would be supportive. But with rains on the horizon and cooler temperatures, boy, it's just, I don't think that's enough to support the market. Or it might support it, but it won't push it higher, at least for now. So we're kind of in a holding pattern. I think we're going to open up this morning, and we'll see where we go. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.